This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, Dave here. I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And this is The Cinemile, the podcast where we walk home from the movies. And we're also with our two kids, Oscar and Elliot, here today. Hi, boys.
Hi.
And can you tell everyone what movie we're going to see today? Who knows?
The Paw Patrol movie.
That's right.
And I like it.
Yeah,
you
why
like
do
it?
You like it?
Because... Pups at saving people.
They do save people. Who's your favourite one?
Folks, that guy's
Rocky.
Weird.
Rocky.
Rocky's your favourite?
Yeah, why?
Why is Rocky your favourite?
Because he's so green and my favourite colour is green.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What does he do? What's Rocky's sort of power?
Awesome, folks.
folks. What does he do? Do you remember?
No.
No?
You just like his
color. He just recycling. that's his power.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
How do you not know all of the pup's powers?
I watch.
You're very good at actually exiting the room anytime any of the kids' TV comes
on. I see Paw Patrol, but yeah. I don't watch it.
I've engaged with it.
I've
looked it directly in the eyes.
We have actually seen a Paw Patrol movie in the cinema. Episode 187, we saw Paw Patrol, Ready, Race, Rescue. I believe it was the day before Elliot was born. Oscar came with us.
The day before?
And I came with it.
You were in my tummy, you weren't born yet.
Ah!
And it is amongst, it's ranked in the, I think, the top three most downloaded episodes of all time on this podcast.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, it's a wildly popular franchise. I don't know. I can't account for it either.
That was a 45-minute movie. What, sadly, turns out this one's feature length.
Well, this is what I was going to say. There is a distinction, right? We kind of saw a big long episode. They made a lot of big long episodes of Paw Patrol that went to the cinema.
Hey, Robbie!
And then 2 years ago, they made Paw Patrol the movie, which is the first.
Okay.
Our podcast is being taken
over.
What do you want to say, Oscar?
Yes, Oscar.
My mom is bizarre. She's
kind of bizarre. What do you want to say?
My dad is bizarre.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I think that might be a good point to leave it. Let's go.
No, go and tell us about the Paw Patrol movie history.
Mama.
Wait a minute, guys.
We're going to wrap it up now. So we're going to go see this movie because things are getting crazy.
Things are getting weird.
Things are getting bizarre, so to speak.
Okay,
we'll see you on the other side of this movie.
When our world is threatened, one team is ready to launch.
Did he say launch?
No. I said launch.
The meteor's heading straight for us!
It's giving off some kind of energy. I didn't do it. No way.
This September.
I think we've got superpowers.
And that's why I wear a hard hat.
Hi, we're back. So we have seen Paw Patrol, the mighty movie. Now, when we came out of the cinema immediately, we did turn on the recorder to get our kids' instant reaction. But it's just a bit chaotic, so that's not going to be the episode. So,
yeah. So nobody needs to hear that.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to quickly now flashback to earlier, and you're going to hear what they thought, and then there'll be another audio transition, and you'll come back here, and we'll talk about the movie. So here you go. Here's what our kids thought.
I feel the need for super speed.
Okay, so okay. We've all seen Paw Patrol, the mighty movie.
When the guys are in the water.
You liked when Sky fell in the water? Yeah. I guess spoilers for Paw Patrol, the mighty movie. Sky falls in the water. Yeah, what was your... this movie was a lot about Sky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the last movie was about...
Chase,
yeah.
Elliot, do you think other kids would like it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, why not?
Because...
good for kids.
Okay. Okay, say bye.
Okay, say bye, everyone.
Bye, folks.
Bye, Daddy.
Great. Now the clumsy pup shoots fireballs out of his paws.
And what you may have just understood is that the 3.5-year-old Elliot, whose favourite TV show is Paw Patrol, loved this movie, was just so happy. And Oscar, the 6-year-old, kind of enjoyed it, but like it's already too babyish for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what you just heard. Now, Elliot was so happy. Honestly, it's an absolute treat to bring a 3-year-old to this movie for the 3-year-old. I myself had a great nap.
I napped too.
Yeah, we both napped.
But we couldn't see each other.
With the kids between us.
Yeah, the kids were between us.
We both kind of fell asleep.
And then we both nodded off at one point.
However, I got the
gist of it. I had a lovely nap.
Yeah, I was dozing in and out. So the gist of it, for anyone who has watched Paw Patrol, okay. You may have already noticed, because this has already happened in the TV show, but the Paw Patrols have like leveled up. And obviously Nickelodeon needed to make new toys. So there's now a thing called the Mighty Pops, where they get special powers from like a meteor, is it? And
yeah. Which
and
was,
they kind
which
of level up. But this already happened in the TV show.
Yeah,
but
so
this movie acted like it had never happened before and threw me for a loop.
Yeah, so I think this is like the origin story of how they got their pop powers or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, look.
How they got their mighty
powers. So long story short, you know, it's kind of classic. This is a classic superhero origin kind of movie. There's a meteor. The meteor gets opened up, and there's like magic crystals which give all of the pups unique abilities that, you know, directly amplify their own their own sort of inner strengths that already exist. So, but this kind of confused me slightly, because the firefighter Marshall, you know, the dog, the Dalmatian, who drives a fire truck, his firepower, his power that the crystal grants him is to create fire,
yeah.
Which is the opposite of what a firefighter should and would do.
In direct opposition to what his life's mission is.
He's creating fires. And also, as one of the other pups point out, he's the clumsiest one. So it's just like a real, like, dangerous combo there, Marshall with firepower.
The power thing is an interesting one. Also, we were trying to talk about it in the intro, but we couldn't with kids. There's been 3 Paw Patrol movies, right? So the first one is Ready, Race, Rescue.
No, there's been way more.
Well, that we know of. Ready, Race, Rescue, which, as I mentioned in the intro, was like one of our highest rated episodes of all time, inexplicably. That's like a 40-minute race that the pups do literally around a track, right? It's unbelievably tedious. Then Dave has seen another feature film that I've managed to avoid. What's that one?
Well, that's Paw Patrol the movie. This is what I was trying to say in the intro, but it was just madness. Is that, you know, there was, I think, a lot of kids' cartoons do this, and Peppa Pig and Thomas the Tank Engine, you know, the toddler stuff gets a special sort of cinematic, like, feature, which is 30 or 40 minutes long.
Which is long
you
enough for a
You bring your
toddler.
Kids along, you know, Peppa Pig has it and all that kind of stuff. But they're not, like, quote-unquote movies. So then Paw Patrol the movie is what came out in 2021, which is a feature length, you know, and you can see, but you can see the difference in the animation
they look
style. They got bigger budgets. And I will say, to the strength of this movie, which I don't think is great.
Yeah, and this is now the second feature that we know of.
Yeah, this is the first second proper feature, right? Whatever.
It does look different.
We are giving this so much more attention it than it deserves.
Like, the pups have more texture.
The animation quality is great, isn't
the
it?
The animation quality is okay.
I think it's good.
Great's a really strong word for what
I thought their fur looked incredibly realistic, and
they
just wanted to pet them.
Hyper realistic teddies. They at no point don't look like some form of a toy.
Oh sure, yeah. I didn't say photorealistic, but they look very textured, and
it really stretched the hour and a half. I think we can go to spoiler streets on this one.
does anyone care?
I think we can spoil this movie.
First, well, I guess before you do that, would you recommend? I think we already said if you've got a 3-4-year-old.
If you've a 6-year-old, you're pushing it. They're too old. It's a nice family event if you've got small kids. I think the storytelling's pretty good, actually. Like, it's very clearly an origin thing. The peril is incredibly unperilous. Like, I was sitting next to Oscar, and at one point, now spoiler, but Sky falls from the sky and lands incredibly deeply in water, and I said to Oscar, oh my God, do you think Sky's dead? And he just looked at me and was like, no. At no point was he buying any form of peril. Like, this meteor is flying from the sky and they're only landing on Adventure City.
Yeah, well, that's because, Kathy, we're not paying attention. Are we asleep for this bit? the bad guy of this, the mad scientist whose name I forgot, she is drawing the meteors to Adventure City with a magnet, a giant magnet. So that's why.
And for anyone who doesn't know, Adventure City has no police force. When you dial 911, you get the Paw Patrol. And for anyone who doesn't know, it's like five or six dogs. And then like a kid who's like, his voice is broken, actually. He's maybe 12. He dresses like, during the day, when the Mighty Pups, he's basically dressed like Tony Stark.
This is a common...
And then at night, he wears Paw Patrol pyjamas, which is incredibly strange.
It's very on brand.
Because in this world, Paw Patrol aren't toys or like items that you can purchase. So he's like gone off and got these pyjamas made for himself.
Well, this movie tried to have its cake and eat it and be a bit meta and be a bit self-aware, but I think it largely failed at doing that.
Whenever it made a joke that was for the adults, I cringed. I wanted to die.
Like, this is not... I mean, a lot of modern animation is, has become very accessible for adults, and there's jokes, you know, DreamWorks would have jokes explicitly for the adults. You know, Disney and Pixar, I would say, more subtle, and they have jokes that anyone can appreciate. But this is, I agree. This is just for kids. And then there would occasionally be like, hey, you can get your Paw Patrol merchandise down at the store. Watch out, parents. You're going to have to buy it all. And we know you hate it. I'm not laughing with you.
Yeah.
You're laughing at us.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, and it's also, nothing was funny in this movie.
Just because I personally have dropped hundreds of euro on Paw Patrol merchandise. And I've been to the cinema now twice.
You can't then be like, hey, we're shilling merchandise in the movie. I'm like, no.
I think when I looked over at Elliot, and at one point, now spoiler, but Mayor Humdinger becomes like a giant. And the joy on Elliot's face.
He couldn't believe
that. It was
that.
The sweetest thing I've ever seen. So... it is a lovely thing. Primarily, though, what we need to talk about this film is, now Sky is the quote-unquote girl Paw Patrol. She wears pink.
Well, there's two now, because every time there's a movie, they introduce new characters, brackets toys.
Yeah, they needed to introduce
another
girl.
Which becomes entirely unsustainable.
Yeah,
so
they,
you've got the girl from the last movie, and now you've got three kids who are in this movie. Anyway.
But they needed to introduce another girl, because it was pathetic
that they
only had one girl. And she was called Sky, and she's pink, and even her eyes are pink, right? And I think this film was like, you know what? Sky needs an origin story. Sky needs, like, something. So this film kind of became from Sky's perspective, and Sky's kind of flashbacks to her youth. And Sky's biggest problem in life is that she's the smallest pup, right? And we learned that writer's tagline of, no job's too big, no pup's too small, he wrote for Sky, which is, like, whatever. But the plot itself annoyed me because it didn't go anywhere. Like, Sky's still the smallest. Like,
but
that's
she's
just her
as
size.
Capable as the rest.
Yeah, but I just don't
Is that what the movie's trying to say?
I think so, but I don't think it was going anywhere. And then why is Sky Welsh? She's not Welsh in the TV show, right?
Let's talk about the voice acting, because what is peculiar here is that, you know, you can watch Paw Patrol on many different streaming services. Like, they've maxed it. It's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And I remember during the pandemic, you know, when our kids were really young, I was very used to them all having British voices. So I just assumed it's a British thing.
That's because we were watching it on Nickelodeon in England.
Was that it?
Yeah.
And then suddenly it was on Netflix or something,
Netflix
and they
American.
Were all American. Yeah. And I was just like, damn you, Netflix. You Americanized these like you did Thomas the Tank Engine.
Or, and, Dave, it's Converse, and maybe it started
as
American.
Well, that's what it turns out. I looked
British.
Into it, and it is that. It is. They do a localized, you know, British accent version, but no Irish representation, by the way. Disappointing. You know, Welsh is Sky, but they should have thrown a few Scots and Irish in Sky as well.
Yeah, but no Irish channel's airing it, though. If like RTE was airing it, they'd probably get
Couldn't you give Chase like a thick Dublin accent? How you Ryder?
Anyway, Sky's Welsh now.
But listen, this is I was watching this and I realised that we're watching the British version of this movie, which is interesting because I don't want to single anyone out, and I know there's some kid actors here, but particularly the adult voice acting is not good in this movie. Like, it's notably bad. There are some characters who are just like some of the worst vocal performances you will ever
it's
see.
It's not cinema level, and it's TV level.
No, it's really bad.
Yeah. And I think it's because they got actual famous people to do the American voices.
Well, no, but this is what I'm saying. We got the shitty version.
Yeah.
Because then the credits comes up and it's just flashing up names like James Marsden, Kristen Bell. And I'm like, what? We could have had that?
You know, I think we got the Kim Kardashian performance.
No, I don't think that didn't sound like, oh, well, who knows? Yeah, Kim Kardashian was apparently in this movie.
Or the voice acting
is... dog modelled after.
The names are bizarre. Maybe, do you know what? They were probably hoping that all those celebrities would roll out publicity for them, and then with the strike.
Yeah.
They've probably paid all those celebrities for like half a day recording, and now they can't even use them in the publicity.
So it's completely
pointless. But the Sky origin story thing, I liked at least that the film was trying to center Sky, because I do hate when our kids watch shows like, we have two boys, hate when they watch shows like Paw Patrol or Ninjago and there's just one girl character and it is pathetic. So I was glad to see Sky
get... It's kind of tokenism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just pathetic. Like, and I am glad that Sky got singled out and got her own plot line at the very least. And like Sky... Now, spoiler, but Sky's the one who saves the day at the end. But also they have that message about the teamwork, and they're all passing the kind of diamonds back and forth to each other or whatever. So I think, like, it's totally fine. There was a lot of people there. I'd say this movie's not going to do bad money.
Clean up.
It's just, I think, but overall, like, Paw Patrol just saddens me because it's just crap.
It's just blatant commercialism.
Yeah.
And like, that has no real inherent value. There was nothing that this movie... did that was new or inventive, but it doesn't need to do that.
Is a giant, and Elliot is obsessed with that now.
But like, that's the
He's
thing.
Three.
It like served its function as entertaining our kids, so I guess it has value in that regard.
And most movies aren't aimed at kids that young. In fairness to them,
yeah.
Like most Disney movies and stuff, they'd be a high U or a PG. Like this, there's very rare films in the cinema that are legitimately for 3-4 year olds.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, it's nice.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I will say it kind of bothered me a bit, like from a if they were going to do a sort of derivative arc, I kind of thought it was going to be about you don't need to have superpowers to work
exactly.
together as a team.
Yeah.
But that's not the way they went.
Yeah.
I thought that's where they're going. Instead, it was like, no, we do need superpowers, but you only need one crystal that you can share amongst you to fight someone with five crystals. And I'm just like, that's diluted.
Like, the main thing about them is they just have no personalities. Like, Rubble's supposed to be the kind of funny one. If I had to spend 5 minutes with Rubble, like, I don't know what I'd do, because he's so annoying. He's just, and he's the comic relief, and like Sky is the star, but she has just absolutely no personality. All she does is sit around feeling sorry for herself because she's not the biggest pup. It's like, all right, Sky, like, can you do something else? And then Ryder is bizarre.
Where does he get his resources?
No human friends. They have a tower in the middle of the city.
But when their tower gets destroyed, like in Act One, and it's just like a big moment, and then it's like, oh my god, our home. And then it's like, oh, that's okay, let's go live on our giant
submarine,
giant cruiser, our landing, a US military level landing carrier that is docked just off Adventure Bay. We'll go live there instead.
But Ryder has no human friends. He has no personality. It's bizarre.
How does he fund all this stuff? And then, like, he has billions of dollars worth of technology. And then suddenly, they get their superpowers and in the middle of the night. And then Ryder wakes up to this, and he's like, "Whoa, you've all got superpowers? Hey, great! Guess what? Here's your new suits, and I got you all new vehicles." I'm like, you were asleep, man.
Yeah.
How did you? He must have just round the clock manual labor.
I don't even think it's feeding into like a kid's fantasy of like being the kid in charge, because I don't think any child would want to be like Ryder, who has no human friends. And it's just like
an immense responsibility.
He has to
cover the needs of the entire city.
But then I hate the point when then one of the people in the show calls 911 and gets through to Paw Patrol, and then they say, "Oh, I know it's a bit weird that we phone Paw Patrol, but like, just roll with it." It's like, well, no, you can't say that, because you unpicked the whole show. You unpicked the whole thing.
But that's what I mean. That's
can't
the
be self-aware.
That's the movie trying to be funny and winking to the adults. But I'm like, no, I'm not laughing with you, movie. And also, that bothered me so much as well, because she's like, yeah, no, don't worry. They are our full response unit. Meanwhile, she's inside a burning building.
Yeah, cracking
jokes. And her entire scrapyard is about to burn. So she has maybe minutes to spare.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to, Paw Patrol, help us. And then it's like, you cut to the pups getting out of bed, like going down some slides, taking ages, and then mobilizing their units off the helicopter Harrier one by one.
Yeah.
And a machine has to name them.
Yeah.
It's like, Zuma, are you ready? And then there's a countdown. 10, 9. I'm like, that woman is dead by now.
Yeah, that woman.
She has died.
She will not survive
that's,
this.
That's why police or emergency response units are like, you know, they're roaming. They're on the roads. They're ready to go.
I never knew this.
Paw Patroller take too long to mobilize.
Paw Patrol have no backup. Ryder only introduces in this movie these three new, like, really little pups.
The junior pups. The new toys.
They're your backup. Yeah. But I feel like there was a cat pack at some point because Elliot has a poster that has, like, Paw Patrol but cats.
Oh, that's Mayor Humdinger has cats?
Right, so they're
for some reason.
Different. Yeah.
You know?
Anyway,
why are we talking about this?
We need to stop talking about it. I half enjoyed it. Cat.
It's certainly watchable. I've watched kids' stuff that is completely unwatchable and ugly. This
you say
is
watchable,
entirely serviceable. It's fine.
I raise a point that we both separately fell asleep at different points in the film.
Oh, but it's like, we've there's nothing of interest here.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, I let it happen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Let us know what you thought about Paw Patrol, The Mighty Pups, or indeed the other Paw Patrol properties that you may have watched.
Yeah.
Come over to our patreon.com/cinema, where we do a ton of movie and TV reviews, and you can get the first 7 days free. So if you sign up, you can listen for 7 days, and then you can just unsubscribe, and you don't even have to keep paying.
But please do.
But go for it.
Because there's loads of stuff coming out. We've got an Event Horizon up there. We're about to do a poll for Kathy's birthday movie, which is coming up in October. And we've got full reviews of The Fall of the House of Usher.
Coming.
Or it's up there now, depending on when you've heard this.
Yeah.
What else? Loads of other stuff. We do what we've been watching. We talk about TV shows. So, yeah, come join us. patreon.com/thecinemile. Or you can email us, thecinemile@gmail.com. Or we're on Instagram and Letterboxd @thecinema.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.